I have our next presenter from an organization that I only learned of recently. Mike told me about it. They're based here, and I talked to a few of their people about the project that they're engaged in. And it sounded to me like it's a project that I think could probably benefit about at least a third of this audience, healthcare. And I think about a third of our people could benefit from this, if not more. And it's statewide. So I this, and I've asked the gentleman to come to services, Shelton, to talk about this program. And for the next 15 minutes, max, because I'm a counselor, I'd like to ask James Shelton to share with you a project that Neighborhood Legal Services is involved in.
What I'm going to do is use my 15 minutes primarily to talk about Medicaid buy-in for workplaces. And by a show of hands, how many have heard of them? Okay, I have 60 here, so I think it's a time. I've got handouts, and I've got them in Braille. I've got about 50 covers, almost everybody. I've got 20 copies. It's two pages front and back, so... what I'm going to do is suggest only the don't use discs. You take the paper. Enough to piece together for us at the last minute. We've got 20 bound copies of it, and if I can maybe get somebody to help me, it'd be great. I've got discs with the thing in a PDF. It's a CD. And based on what I'm going to tell you, even if you do not use print, I'm going to ask you at least one copy, because I'm going to ask you to get the word out among your sighted friends. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself and a couple of projects I work on, and I'm going to give you enough information about this special way to get Medicaid to at least whet your appetite. And I hear a lot of conversations going on, so hopefully, listen, I guarantee you, if you need more Braille copies, we'll find a way to get them to you through our friend Carl here.
We'll get the copies, guys.
I am Jim Sheldon from Neighborhood Legal Services in Buffalo. And there's really two special projects that bring me here today. I had to shh people at a meeting yesterday too, Carol. The first project is known as Work Incentives Planning and Assistance, and you're going to find one in your region of the state, or even if you're here from another state. And what we do is benefits counseling for people on Social Security or SSI disability benefits, to help them manage that minefield known as benefits and work. The project that really brought me here for this topic is something called the New York Makes Work Pay Project. Anybody by a show of hands heard of the New York Makes Work Pay Project? Still only, I'm counting maybe four or five hands. So I think it's timely that I'm here. That project has a statewide focus. A growing number of publications also does both face-to-face and what's known as webinar training. And for anybody that's interested, my friend Ed Lopez and I just completed during the summer a three-part series, three 90-minute sessions on SSI and Social Security and work as it relates to people who Social Security classifies as blind. It's my understanding that that presentation is archived, so if anybody's interested, I'm going to give you my email address, and I can certainly email it to Carl for anybody that's not able to get it down right now. It's Jay Sheldon, S-H-E-L-D-O-N, at NLS, for Neighborhood Legal Services, .org. Now, the website for the New York Makes Work Pay Project, if I use my 15 minutes up yet?
No.
The website is nymakesworkpay.org, nymakesworkpay. And we have a statewide, what we call work incentives hotline. It's a toll-free number. That number is 888-224-3272, and that's also a footer on the print copy, and I hope it made its way onto the Braille copy of the two-page handout that you have. Okay. I'm going to make a little side bet with you. There's two programs that apply to people with disabilities who work and want to obtain or retain Medicaid. It's the 1619B program that's been around since 1981. How many have heard about the 1619B Medicaid? Still only. And there's the Medicaid buy-in for working people with disabilities. Here's, you send me 100 people who are concerned about Medicaid for health-related costs when they're going to work. I do a down one of them that we are able to person that person Medicaid. You're going to help fund a couple of dinners because I'm going to win at least 98 of those. Okay, the Medicaid buy-in for working people with disabilities in terms of the scope of the work I do, and disability-related 25 years. I think it's the most important piece of disability in New York since I've been doing disabilities. Some others may find other to that point, but extremely important. And it concerns me that we had such a small raise of hands. I'm sure if not people in this audience, people that you deal with could benefit from one of these two special provisions. 1619B has been around since 1981, been a permanent part of the SSI program since 1970. Person on SSI goes, at some point, budgeting scheme going to lose their SSI. In some cases, that occurs at about $1,400 a month. Other cases, about $1,600 a month. For those that take advantage of the blind work expenses, perhaps a bit higher. But as a person gets earning into the $20,000 to $30,000 range, I can almost guarantee you they're going to lose SSI. Medicaid is automatic for SSI recipients in New York. By the way, it's also automatic for SSI recipients in Maryland, for anybody that's listening. And in most cases, the person who loses SSI due to working is going to be able to keep their Medicaid. Got all kinds of materials that you can read, either on websites or we can send them an electronic form for you. But the Medicaid buy-in for working people with disabilities was needed because not everybody's on SSI. What about the person who gets about $1,100 a month on Social Security disability? Under current Medicaid criteria, they're going to pay a spend down of about $313 a month. Some of you familiar with the spend down program? Okay. If that person goes to work tomorrow and earns at least a few dollars a month, we're going to get them on Medicaid without a spend down. Okay? We have had people who, because of the high cost of their health care services, often because of medication, sometimes home health services, despite the fact that their Social Security may be even more generous than that, maybe $1,500 a month, maybe $2,000, they're paying enormous spend downs to get Medicaid. That person works even a little, they're going to qualify for the Medicaid buy-in for working people with disabilities. Now, I gave you that 800 number. I'm going to give it to you again. 888-224-3272. You have somebody that you think might qualify up because we have a facilitated enrollment project where we meet them on the phone or a few hours to help them with the application process. Okay, there's more than 10,000 New Yorkers who have gone through that process on Medicaid despite the fact that they're working. And a person can be on the buy-in and make up to $55,000 a year. This program now exists in 43 states. In Illinois, we just did a national conference in Austin, Texas. And in Illinois, it's a little bit higher. You can make about $70,000 a year and still qualify for Medicaid in Illinois under their program. It exists in 43 states. My apologies to the folks from Maryland. My list of the 43 states I didn't bring with me. Didn't realize we'd be streaming, but certainly the 1619B program that I mentioned is available in your state. I've probably used up my time, but if Carl will allow, I'd be happy to answer a few questions. And if people have more broad questions on benefits and work, and I'll hang around until this morning ends, and for a little while, come grab me before you go get your box lunch.
Okay, we have time for one or two questions. I really think this is a program that I did, and if a person can get around the Medicaid spend down, that's found money for you folks. I don't know anybody who'd like to say an extra $200 a month by being able to buy this program and still maintain your health. I want to thank you before it gets too late for doing this. But quick questions. He said he was at about 20.
Got one in the far back on my left.
Your name? Right. Joe.
If you have 800 Social Security, how do you get spend down?
How do you get rid of the spend down? Are you? No. If you could be as little as a couple hours per month, guys meet the regular Medicaid spend-down criteria, which you do, you just have to apply.
That's what they told me, Social Services, if I go over that $896.
We'd be happy in terms of your individual case. You can call our toll-free hotline and want more details.
New York City. They'll help you. Question, anybody?
Right up front.
Name? Name? Okay.
My question,
how about maybe?
How does our new health tell us? Do you know?
It doesn't affect at all, and that's a great question. People who are trying to disappear, I would say they want the same disappearance about exists in 43 states. It's a program. And states facing mandatory coverage in the year 2014 may decide to look. So I think people in the disability about making that place do not disappear.
I want to thank you for the information. I want to thank you for coming. I felt like if that's how the feeling, that's what came across.
I'll come back and talk all day if you want me to.
Well, you can stay here until 2 o'clock in this room because I don't want the mic until 2 o'clock. Mr. Shelton has offered to be here in the room. When we break for lunch, if Mr. Shelton, if you could stay up front here, then people will know where you are. They can find you through that means.
Door prize.
Yeah, well, so thank you for coming.